Hi, can you go ahead and share with us your first name?
Roberto.
And what is something people might not know about you when they first meet you?
It's hard to say what people will think of me when they meet me. I can assume people don't know I have two sisters. Another thing someone might not know when they first meet me is that I'm a second generation Mexican American.
And what made you select this particular article?
I was looking for a hate crime against Mexican Americans in Orange County, or the Latinx population, and came across this event, which happened in Fullerton. Fullerton is not my hometown, but I'm familiar with the area, and I felt like the article was relatable in that aspect. Also, the victim was at the hands of law enforcement, which made this event more relatable.
And what might be missing from the story that would be important for readers to know?
The exact ethnicity or race of the victim is not stated in the article, but to generalize, the victim was part of the Latinx community. The article provides a description of the event, but there is video footage that better shows the chain of events that ultimately led to the death of Hector Hernandez.
And can you share a little bit about your empathy towards the victim or the victim's family?
I feel a relationship to the victim because we're part of the same group of people. So what happened to him could also happen to me or my family. The crime happened in Fullerton and is not some random city or out of state, which makes me feel like this can happen where I live, where I work, or where I go to school. The story makes me empathetic because I can relate to the victim and his family. The law enforcement is supposed to protect us and keep us safe, but push their boundaries, and it becomes another victim story in the news.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.